Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Back in the House from his overseas trip, Prime Minister John Key faced a barrage of opposition questions arising from the release of police files relating to their investigation into campaign donations from Kim.com to the Auckland mayoralty campaign of his Minister for Small Business, ACT leader and political ally John Banks. Leading the pack was opposition leader David Shearer.
Why does the Prime Minister refuse to read the police files on John Banks?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
See, because it's not my practice to go and read police files.
Mr Key said the police were independent.
And guess what? This is the bit that the Labour Party aren't quoting. Guess what? The police said there was insufficient evidence to prosecute. By the way, no case.
The Prime Minister's insistence that Mr Banks had not broken the law was challenged by Mr Shearer's deputy, Grant Robertson.
If the test for John Banks retaining his confidence is that he has done everything in accordance with the law, why will he not read a report from the police that says that Mr Banks breached the law?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, because I don't need to. The test is whether I can rely on the member's word. He's given me an assurance he met the law. Police have quite clearly said there was insufficient evidence. There's a statute of limitations. He's complied with the law.
Mr Key also faced questions from Greens co-leader Materia Toure.
Will homeowners on Planet Key now be allowed to default on their mortgages and then claim it's okay because they didn't read the documents? Will business people on Planet Key now be allowed to sign illegal contracts under his new don't read, don't care defence?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I don't know so much about Planet Key, but my expectations are it would be a lovely place to live.
Right.
It would be beautifully governed.
Yep.
Golf courses would be plentiful.
Yes.
People would have plenty of holidays to enjoy their time.
Yes.
And what a wonderful place it would be. But I would expect people on such a place referred to as Nirvana to comply with the law. And that's what Mr Banks did.
Supplementary.
And there was a question for the Minister of Small Business himself from Labour's David Clark.
Should a small business owner read all statements that they are required to sign under the Companies Act? And if they do not do so, how would he describe them? A. Negligent. B. Careless. Or C. John Banks?
The Honourable John Banks.
Well, Mr Speaker, that member asking the question has never owned a small business.
There were also questions and an urgent debate on the government's plan to close and merge some schools in Canterbury. More on that now from Rhys Lyon.
Christchurch Labour MP Leanne Dalzell used question time to ask the Education Minister about last week's meeting to inform schools about potential closures.
When were school principals and Board of Trustee chairs affected by the proposed closures first invited to a briefing on that proposal?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
On 5 September, a newsletter went to all schools inviting them to a meeting on 13 September. This was followed up on 6 September by an email invite, and on 7 September, hard copy invites were sent to all schools. Further, Mr Speaker, the principal and board chair of proposed closing, merging and relocating schools were contacted by phone the day before the announcement.
Leanne Dalzell asked why the short notice.
Why didn't she brief the schools proposed to close before the day of the public announcement to minimise the impact of unexpected news on the parents who have relied on these schools for stability and normality in their children's lives since the earthquakes?
The Honourable Hekia Parata.
I chose to brief them first at 10 o'clock in the morning. The expectation that the embargo until 2 o'clock would give them the opportunity to speak to their schools. In the event, the embargo was extended to 4 o'clock and was broken.
Later, during an urgent debate on the school closures, Hekia Parata said changes in the Canterbury school structure were inevitable.
The terrible tragedy of the earthquakes, the ongoing costs in all its measures, has forced upon the people of the Greater Christchurch, Waimakariri and Selwyn areas both its consequences and its opportunities. Education, not just for now but for a strong future, is a critical part of the investment that our government is making.
Though Leanne Dalzell wasn't convinced on the process taken.
Everyone expects change to happen in Christchurch. They don't expect a bombshell like this
to be dumped on a very, very damaged community.
Christchurch Labour MP Leanne Dalzell.
That report from East Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.